Let us talk about Cowboys and Lions next.
The Ticket.
All right, instead of working with a company that can fix anything, depending on what month it is, next time you need a roofer, how about going with someone who specializes in roofing year-round? That's what they do. They're not firemen, or they don't repair foundations. They don't do any of that stuff. What they do, what my guys at Blue Ribbon Roofing do, is full-time, professional-grade roofing contractors that have been specializing in this and only this for 20 years. It's absolutely what they do, and they're great at it. So if you have any leaks or missing shingles or anything that looks out of the ordinary, with all of the storms that we've had in North Texas, doing a number on your roof, let Blue Ribbon Roofing come on out and do a free inspection for you. Schedule it right now at BlueRibbonDFW.com. And there you'll work directly with the owners, John Tisch and Trevor Hopkins. They are absolutely awesome. So schedule it right now, BlueRibbonDFW.com. Mention The Ticket, please. That's BlueRibbonDFW.com.
Congratulations, P1s.
Our fifth Marconi, four times Sports Station of the Year, and now in 2024, Major Market Station of the Year, beating all of those legendary stations.
The Ticket brought you home another Marconi Award from the National Association of Broadcasters.
We are the first radio station in Dallas-Fort Worth to win Major Market of the Year. First time ever a Dallas station has won it, The Ticket.
Congratulations. I'll stay tuned to see if you guys hang together long enough to win another one.
With America's best listeners. But we knew that part. Way to go! From Sports Radio 96.7 and 1310, The Ticket.
This message comes from BetterHelp. Can you think of a time when you didn't feel like you could be yourself? Like you were hiding behind a mask? At work, in social settings, around your family? BetterHelp Online Therapy is convenient, flexible, and can help you learn to be your authentic self. So you can stop hiding. Because masks should be for Halloween fun, not for your emotions. Take off the mask with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/allstar today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/allstar.
Searching HVAC near here.
Right here, ma'am. How can we help?
Wow, nobody local? Huh.
Wait, what? We are an HVAC company literally in your neighborhood. Why is she not seeing us?
Just all the big chains. Well, it is what it is.
What in the... Can you not see us?
Nope, they can't see you. Because you're buried deep in the list of local HVAC providers. You are invisible online. Introducing Cumulus Boost. Get a boost, get found, get on the map. Learn more at cumulusboost.com.
Cumulus Podcast Network presents the Believe family of podcasts covering the latest sports across all professional sports leagues and major college sports teams with current or former players hosting. Just search for BLEAV podcasts to find your favorite wherever you listen.
What happens when a liberal and conservative walk into a recording booth?
When I read your bio, I just thought you were a white man. I'm just like,
stereotype.
That's exactly right. Because when you walked in the door and you stood up and introduced myself, I was like, oops, oops, oops.
All over America, strangers with different political views are coming together to talk about their lives, not politics, and discovering they actually have a lot in common. So let's talk for a change. Learn more at takeonesmallstep.org.
Check out the podcast that inspired Taylor Sheridan's latest series, Landman.
There's a stretch of road in an oil-rich region of West Texas. This region of West Texas, known as the Permian Basin, is in the midst of the biggest oil boom in history. This is a story of roughnecks, billionaire wildcatters, and wannabe dreamers. My name is Christian Wallace. From Texas Monthly and Imperative Entertainment, this is Boomtown.
Boomtown, wherever you listen.
Met Lala Kent on Vanderpump Rules. Now Lala and her friends share everything on Give Them Lala.
Baby S is giving me money making moves in the
world.
Oh,
yeah.
So I'm going to have one kid who's like, I want to just live in a box and do like artistic dancing and paint. Ocean's going to be like, it doesn't matter if I'm broke, mom. I'm passionate about it. And Baby S is going to be the one that says, passion doesn't pay bills, Ocean.
Watch what Lala is talking about on YouTube or search for Give Them Lala wherever you listen.
Hey there, I'm Kix Brooks, and going home always means returning to my alma mater, Louisiana Tech University, with nationally recognized programs, including my favorite, the School of Music. Tech has been at the forefront of innovation for over 130 years, and students from Mississippi, Arkansas, and Texas automatically qualify for in-state tuition. You can find out more at latech.edu/Kix Brooks. Sponsored by American Country Countdown and me, Kix Brooks.
Ticker service of Cindy's New York Deli and Restaurant, only in America, and Brad Thomas, Texas Day Brazil Sports Biz. Cowboys rookie Tyler Guyton expected to go at left tackle Sunday after leaving last week's game with a knee injury. Corner Deron Bland could return. He's listed as questionable. Linebacker Eric Kendricks is officially out. We have countdown to kickoff at 1. For the first time ever, both Texas and OU enter the rivalry game coming off a bye week. The banged-up Sooners needed the rest. Their head coach, Brent Venables.
Get back coming off a bye week. Felt like had an opportunity to improve with fundamentals and schemes and take a good look at ourselves from a self-scout standpoint. Got a lot of work done. Much-needed time off for players.
Quinn Ewers returning at QB for the Longhorns. Kickoff at 2:30 at the Cotton Bowl. Three college football games tonight. Just one ranked team in action. 16 Utah in Temple to take on Arizona State. There is a top-5 battle in Eugene tomorrow. Second-ranked Buckeyes against the third-ranked Ducks at 6:30, and at the same time, number 9 Ole Miss at Tiger Stadium to battle 13 LSU. Ticker also a service of Texas Live. The ultimate football experience is Kroger Game Day Live at Texas Live. Watch all the college football and pro action on a massive 100-foot screen. Enjoy game day food and drinks. Grab your tickets now at texas-live.com. That is the Ticket Ticker. I'm Kevin Landrum, Sports Radio 96.7 and 1310, The Ticket.
Get over the early afternoon slump with hot sports opinions and laughs with Sean Bash, David Mino, and their buddy Justin Montemayor on The Sweet Spot, Monday from 1 till 3 on Sports Radio 96.7 and 1310, The Ticket.
All right, 5:58, live from Terrell, Texas. Phil Mowley here at the Terrell, Texas Takeover all day long. They have hosted us graciously as they have the last 3 years.
Okay.
So thank you very much. Hey, Phil Mowley?
Film Alley.
Okay, all right, I got you. All right, so it's funny, we just talked about OU Texas a couple segments ago.
Gotta go.
Bye-bye, Alley. And it kind of feels like the Oklahoma offense is parallel to the Cowboy defense, where Dallas is now missing, you know, based on injury alone, I don't know where they stack up 1 through 5, but from Sam Williams to Micah to DeMarcus Lawrence to Kendricks to who am I missing? Who got hurt in the first?
Deron Bland?
Well, Bland's one of them. Nealon.
Oh, geez, sorry.
Yeah, that you're
talking about the edges.
Yeah, that suddenly, you know, you're down to a point where, to quote Norm, seeds and stems are filling the spots, and I just don't know, especially since Kendricks got hurt. We found out earlier today that he's out. I just don't know what they can do.
Yeah, they've held it together against two inferior offenses.
Yeah.
But now they're going to have to try and hold up against one of the most dynamic offenses in the league.
Yeah, and what makes the Lions a problem, and I assume we've all seen them enough to have an idea of this, but usually on your schedule you're seeing a power run team or a speed team. And the problem with the Lions is they decided to haul off and get both, where they're very good at running the ball. They have a very powerful line. Frank Ragnow is back for them. Penei Sewell is everything he was advertised to be, and he's still just a baby. They brought over Kevin Zeitler to sort of finish out that line with Taylor Decker, the left tackle. They're loaded there. And they're also in a good spot at other positions on the field, of course, because they have deliberately put this thing together. But then you look at the speed, and you're looking at Jamal Williams over here. Jameson. Jamal Williams was a Lion, but he's no longer. But Jahmyr Gibbs has got jets. Amon-Ra St. Brown. So they've got terrifying speed. And so when you can combine those two things, they just put you in conflict constantly. And that is where they really get you running in circles, and that's why Ben Johnson is a highly coveted coordinator who has had a chance to leave probably as a head coach the last couple years, but that's the cool thing about what Dan Campbell and Brad Holmes have going in Detroit is not only have they achieved a certain level, but they've been able to keep their coordinators. Well, and we don't even really know why, except maybe nice raises, but we know there are only 32 jobs, so even a raise doesn't always help, but they've kept Ben Johnson year after year.
Yeah, it was like Dan Quinn a couple of off seasons ago that he felt like he had unfinished business and wanted to stay, and then same thing in Detroit.
Yes.
Where is Jared Goff in the quarterback rankings? Is he right behind Dak on most people's lists, do you think?
You know, he's in that middle tier, and not to get too bogged down on specifically, but when I heard somebody kind of compare them to two other guys we talk about all the time, I actually said that's fair, which is if you put Goff and Brock Purdy kind of right next to each other, and then perhaps even like Jalen Hurts, they're all guys who, if you give them time, they can really carve you up. But the second you can mess with their pocket, they drop a tier probably. Now, the year Purdy's having is having me second guess all the Purdy takes because I think he's
playing great.
I think he's even at another level up. Like, he keeps getting better, which, of course, you're allowed to as a young player. But we often see guys plateau or hit ceilings. Purdy keeps adding a level, which is pretty admirable, given like how he was playing last night. You're just like, this guy's even better than he was. But back to Goff, I've always loved Jared Goff's game from a standpoint of just simply as a passer. He really, really sees it well. And the issue with him is that he got in a bit of a, I'm not going to say power struggle, but when Sean McVay was out on him, because Sean McVay is so loved,
the rest of the league was out, or the public at least was like, this guy's garbage.
If McVay doesn't like him, then I don't like him either. And we like, as a 1-1, I know the bar is very high, but I'm telling you, Jared Goff has played in a Super Bowl for one team and an NFC title game for another. And he had brilliant playoff performances with both teams.
Yeah.
And if that is not delivering on your promise as a 1-1, I don't really know what it would take. He's been a tremendous player who gets almost no credit because he was given to the Lions in the Stafford trade, and McVay was just trying to get rid of him. But if you just look at the performances and say, is this guy a good quarterback or not? How do you come up with any other answer?
I think part of it is just because he's gangly and he's goofy looking.
And he came off as a dummy on Hard Knocks.
Yeah, he did.
Because he didn't know the sun set in the west.
Right. And so, you know, he's somewhere in that middle ground. But I just think the weird thing about where he is that the public always undersells him. But then you watch his teams play, and we saw the Rams carve up a ton of teams when he was their quarterback, and now we're seeing the Lions do it, and yet nobody asks the question, wait a minute, I wonder what Jared Goff has to do with this. So last year in the quarterback tiers, just to let you know, the Mike Sando, where he takes 50 personnel people, and they rank the quarterbacks, Dak was number 9. So when we say he's a top...
This is going into this year.
This is going into this year.
Okay, all right.
He's at number 9, and he was in Tier 2. Right behind him was Jared Goff at number 10. Right behind him is Jalen Hurts at number 11. And right behind him is Brock Purdy at number 12. And then right behind him is Kirk Cousins at number 13. And Jordan Love at 14. So this is the avenue you're talking about now. The good thing about Jared Goff is it doesn't matter what people think. If you're winning games and you're getting paid, and he's winning games, and he's getting his money. So I think for the Cowboys to compete in this game, you're going to want Zimmer to find ways to make Goff uncomfortable in the pocket because he's not going to run much.
No.
He's not going to move much. That's a really good offensive line, but this is where if Zimmer's been sitting on some blitz opportunities, waiting for that week where it can make the difference in a game, you know, I don't know that you needed to break out everything for Fields and Daniel Jones, and I don't know that Lamar Jackson's somebody you want to blitz. But if you have a way to spring a guy free off the blind side for a slot corner sack strip moment that can turn a game, this would be the game to use it.
Yeah, and...
And he needs a fumble here there.
What we're doing is we're repeating what we just said about the game in the Cotton Bowl.
Yeah, we are, but the margins are way closer. Texas is a 14.5 point favorite. Detroit is a 3.5 point favorite. The margins are way closer, but yeah, it would help if you're like a +2 in turnovers.
Yeah, I think you're going to need some luck. You're going to need some help. You're going to need some turnovers. You're going to need a big play when you don't expect it. You know, all the same things that...
Teams would be nice.
Special teams would be unbelievable, and you
maybe
know
maybe don't fall behind by 3 scores in the first quarter.
Maybe you start fast. Maybe you actually get an early lead. And, yeah, there's a lot of logical ways to approach this game that they flat out have not done in a home game since Detroit was here.
Yeah, and I heard Lando
say that was the last time they played a good home game.
That they won a home game.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I heard Lando say that it would be the first time they would have started 0-3 at home since 2010. That's a long, long time, and especially coming off a 16-game win streak. Like, you're going – was it 16 or was it higher? Was it 18? It got a really high.
Yeah, it was a lot. I think 16.
But whatever the case, to flip that into a 3-game losing streak, I doubt anybody would have expected that. But, I don't want to say that they're in a good spot based on last week's win, but you're in a much more advantageous spot than you this could have been a killer game. To sit there and be staring at 2-4 going into San Francisco at 2-5. That game last week was absolutely huge.
Yeah.
So you can... Nobody wants to hear it, but I mean, you do reach a point when you lose a certain amount of people where the math doesn't add up and you can't overcome it, and that's okay. You just got to get guys healthy, probably going into San Francisco and moving forward, because things don't get any easier. You know, Atlanta's not easy. Washington's not easy. Philadelphia is not going to be easy. It's just, it keeps getting progressively, if not this hard or as hard as San Francisco, it's on equal footing. So
3-3 at the bye week.
That's acceptable.
Would not be the world's biggest killer. Getting that Pittsburgh game really puts you in a much better state of mind. But, yeah, I would love it if you could find a way to split these last two games in October. This is probably the more manageable one, but I think you've got to figure out a way to deal with the 49ers and at least play them straight up just to tell yourself we can do what the Arizona Cardinals can do, which is go in there and not completely collapse. But that one is 2 weeks from now.
Well, and like we've said, this division, unless Washington somehow can keep this pace up, which I don't think they can sustain for an entire season, but this division is probably going to be won by a team with 9, maybe 10 wins.
Yeah.
So
I think that's right.
You just need to keep it in that 500 record in the distance right there.
I think, maybe we can get into this next and carry this over, as a great man once said, but I think if Washington gets this win tomorrow against Baltimore, okay, now they're starting to play with house money a little bit, and they're winning these games that you're like,
well,
whoa.
If they win this game tomorrow Sunday in Baltimore, then you start saying, you know who they are? They're the 2016 Dallas Cowboys with a rookie quarterback that goes 13-3 just because they start believing we're going to win every single game, and they start to do it.
Yeah.
So I don't know if that's in the cards for Washington, but they've built themselves a pretty nice start, that's for sure.
Yeah, I think this is a 2-touchdown win for Detroit, if I had to guess.
Yeah, I think it's closer, but I'm definitely not going to be putting any sort of selections on the Cowboys. No, I will be rolling with Detroit, hoping for an upset, because that would make both my teams happy. But I'm not counting on it.
And it'd make San Francisco, yeah, it would make both your teams happy, and it'd make the San Francisco game even juicier. So, all right, let's, as we said, come back. Sturm Center is next. Let's take a look at some NFL games and some college games of note before we get into the concert calendar live from Terrell, Texas.
This is Sports Radio 96.7 and 1310 The Ticket, broadcasting live from the TXU Energy Mothership, KTCK AM Dallas-Fort Worth, KTCK FM Flower Mound, a Cumulus Media station. The Cowboys squeezed out a win at Heinz Field over the Steelers. Dallas improves to 3-2.
On one hand, you thought, man, that was a really good offensive performance from Dallas. But then on the other hand, they had the gun, was shooting themselves in the foot, but they overcame that on the road to get this big win.
No Micah and no D-Law? No problem.
Turnovers could have been a killer. Penalties could have been a killer. But you know what? You got this one. And that's huge.
Our Cowboys HSOs are on fire. All week long on Sports Radio 96.7 and 1310 The Ticket.
You ain't going to find a better deal than this if you're in the market for some windows. That is, buy two windows from Window Nation and get two absolutely free, and get a free customized Cowboy jersey with that purchase, plus a chance to win tickets to an upcoming game. So get on it. They're still keeping interest at 0% for 2 years as well. So let's do it. Go to windownation.com, get that jersey, get those two free windows when you purchase two, and be happy about it. Save up to 30% on your energy bills as well. They've installed 2 million of these suckers with a 96% perfection rating, making them one of the absolute top window companies in the country. 30% on your energy bills, too. It's still hot outside. It's going to get cold here pretty soon, but with these new windows, it's going to improve the value of your home, the aesthetics of the home, of course, and do it with ease. 33,000 five-star reviews. Proud partner of the Dallas Cowboys. Head over to windownation.com.
This message comes from BetterHelp. Can you think of a time when you didn't feel like you could be yourself? Like you were hiding behind a mask? At work, in social settings, around your family? BetterHelp Online Therapy is convenient, flexible, and can help you learn to be your authentic self, so you can stop hiding. Because masks should be for Halloween fun, not for your emotions. Take off the mask with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/allstar today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/allstar.
Mom, meet Sarah.
From first-time Nana moments.
Yeah, welcome to Flight 101.
To annual girls' trip moments. Your can't-miss moments are worth protecting against RSV. If you're 75 or older, or 60-plus with a chronic condition like asthma, COPD, heart disease, or diabetes, you're at higher risk of being hospitalized from RSV, and there are no prescription RSV treatments. Check eligibility and schedule your RSV vaccine at VaxAssist.com.
So where should we go next?
Sponsored by Pfizer.
They say every dog has its day, but when you're Lulu and your parents drive a Camry, every day is your day. The roomy rear seat is the perfect, whoa, is that the dog park? Backseat besties, it's a Camry vibe. The all-new, all-hybrid Camry. Toyota, let's go places.
Spend less and have more with sweet deals today. You can save 50% or more on extraordinary restaurant product and entertainment and travel deals. Now that's sweet. Go to sweetdeals.com now to take advantage of huge savings. That's sweetdeals.com.
What happens when a liberal and conservative get together?
Is there one thing that you respect about the way that I see the world?
No. All over America, strangers with different political views are coming together to talk about their lives, not politics, and discovering they actually have a lot in common.
You said that you want the best for this country. I respect that, and I agree.
So let's talk for a change. Learn more at takeonesmallstep.org.
Cumulus Podcast Network presents Inside of You with host Michael Rosenbaum, the bald dude from the show Smallville. Each week, Michael speaks with his friends, some of Hollywood's biggest names, and discovers they're not that different from us. Enjoy wherever you listen.
Let's see. Something different for dinner. Searching restaurants near me.
Right here, ma'am. How can we help?
Gee, same old, same old.
Wait, we're right here, ma'am. Our restaurant's just a few blocks from you. Why is she not seeing us?
Back to the usual, I guess.
Ma'am, can you not see us?
Nope, they can't see you. Because you're buried deep in the list of local restaurants. You are invisible online. Introducing Cumulus Boost. Get a boost, get found, get on the map. Learn more at cumulusboost.com.
Every week, Michael Rosenbaum is getting deep with someone new on the Inside of You podcast. Actor James Marsters.
Are you somewhat content? Do you still stress a lot?
If anything, I feel guilty that I have it so good. If you make the decision to be an actor, the deal is poverty. I don't understand. How did I get here? You know? And the answer, how did I get here, is really one audition one day for Buffy the Vampire Slayer.
Inside of You with Michael Rosenbaum, wherever you listen.
Met Lala Kent on Vanderpump Rules. Now Lala and her friends share everything on Give Them Lala.
Baby S is giving me money making moves in the
world. Yeah.
So I'm going to have one kid who's like, I want to just live in a box and do like artistic dancing and paint. Ocean's going to be like, it doesn't matter if I'm broke, mom. I'm passionate about it. And Baby S is going to be the one that says, passion doesn't pay bills, Ocean.
Watch what Lala is talking about on YouTube or search for Give Them Lala wherever you listen. Named one of the best personal finance podcasts, The Stacking Benjamin Show with Joe and his friends makes financial literacy fun.
I thought I can just keep spending money, however, do this back of the envelope math if I just cover it by making more money. The three words that make me groan the loudest that broke people say is I deserve it. I was saying it all the time. Well, you know, I deserve a night out. I don't have any money, but I'll take my last dollars and do a night at a restaurant.
Find out more by searching The Stacking Benjamins podcast wherever you listen.
Cumulus Podcast Network presents Grilling JR with the voice of wrestling's Jim Ross. Join us every Thursday morning as Conrad Thompson, the godfather of wrestling, grills JR like you've never heard before, uncut and uncensored. Enjoy wherever you listen.
Check out the podcast that inspired Taylor Sheridan's latest series, Landman.
There's a stretch of road in oil-rich region of West Texas. This region of West Texas, known as the Permian Basin, is in the midst of the biggest oil boom in history. This is a story of roughnecks, billionaire wildcatters, and wannabe dreamers. My name is Christian Wallace. From Texas Monthly and Imperative Entertainment, this is Boomtown.
Boomtown, wherever you listen.
Ticker is service of Deep Ellum Brewing Company's Deep Ellum IPA and City Credit Union, making the difference one member at a time. The line of scrimmage, a matchup that could be a deciding factor in Cowboys-Lions this Sunday. Detroit's Aiden Hutchinson, 6.5 sacks this season. On the offensive side for Dallas, Terrence Steele has statistically been one of the better right tackles in the league, allowing pressure on just 7% of snaps. And Tyler Guyton expected to be a go on the other side of the line. Our countdown to kickoff begins at one postgame online only. 120th OU Texas game all time. This is the first time the two meet as members of the SEC. Longhorns heavy favorites at Fair Park tomorrow afternoon. And one winner take all game five in Major League Baseball tonight. The Dodgers took a winner go home Wednesday against San Diego. Winner tonight faces the Mets in the NLCS. Ticker also a service of Lava Cantina in the Colony. Do you have your tickets yet for Colby Cooper playing live this Friday at Lava Cantina in the Colony? Get them now at lavacantina.com. And next Thursday, October 17th, Giovanni and the Hired Guns are back. If it's live, it's at Lava Cantina in the Colony. It is the Ticket Ticker. I'm Kevin Landrum, Sports Radio 96.7 and 1310, The Ticket.
From Monday Night Football with Joe to every Thursday morning with the Musers at 7:55, Troy Aikman tells you what he really thinks about Cowboys season. Brought to you by Lecor 43 and Sports Radio 96.7 and 1310, The Ticket.
Looking live at Film Alley here at Tyler.
Boy, you want to make everybody mad.
Yeah.
Good God.
No, we hate Tyler. Right, guys?
Sorry.
Let's get him.
Just a little slip up here. Terrell, not Tyler. In Terrell, Texas, for the Terrell Takeover, the Ticket once again, spending all day long out here in Terrell, and we're at Film Alley, the movie theater slash bowling alley, where if you want to go see Terrifier 3, Don Marconioni is in there right now.
Heaving up lasagna.
Yes, yeah. We have two more segments. The concert calendar will be at 6:30, and this.
Sturm Center.
Brought to you by
Baker Brothers Plumbing and Electric in Texas Live.
So where should you start, Bob? College or pro?
Well, we're on a limited time budget here. Mm-hmm. So I would say you can sell me on other college games of federal interest. And I will tell you that I have my eyes on two, and they're both at the same time. Which is, at the same time, the Stars season home opener will be happening.
On Victory Plus.
On Victory Plus, no less. I think the 11 a.m. window is kind of wide open. Go do something outside, maybe go to a farmer's market with your lover.
I'm actually looking. Alabama's got their 11 a.m. game against a South Carolina team that's meh.
Maybe go pick out a pumpkin that you'll carve later. With
Pumpkin patch. In fact, if you have a little one, put them in a little pumpkin outfit.
Yeah.
And sit them amongst the pumpkins.
Maybe bring a wagon.
Yes, yeah. Absolutely. What a great idea.
Do you guys have a pumpkin outfit for Wells?
No, we don't.
Well, okay. Get one. Yeah, you need one.
You don't love your kid.
And then you set him in the pumpkin and then put the little thing on his head.
And then he screams. But I'm interested to see how Alabama responds defensively. I know they're going to be fine offensively.
And then the caption is, My Little Pumpkin.
Right.
Aw.
Thank you. I do want to see how they respond after last week, but I'm with you, man. There's not much. Really, you know, OU Texas, which may or may not be a game, but those two 6:30 games I know are what you're talking about.
Yes.
Between Ole Miss and LSU.
In the who do I want to lose more?
Who do I hate more game. That's at LSU. I still think I'm not sold at all on LSU, I know they struggled against Kentucky, but looks like most will struggle offensively against Kentucky.
Are you sold on Ole Miss?
I'm a believer in the Ole Miss offense, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I am. I think they can score, and I think it's going to take 35 at least from LSU, and I don't know if they're capable of that. But really, I'm more interested in Ohio State, Oregon. You got 2 versus 3. You have what I think, with apologies to our friends from Austin, is the best team in the country in Ohio State. Just to ask them. You know, they've had the weird stat of scoring 21 points in a quarter in every one of their games this year. In, you know, not every quarter, but in one particular quarter.
Ain't played anybody,
no,
Paul.
Dude, they haven't. They played the Iowa game, which I only saw highlights. I know it was close at the beginning, DJ, before they really pulled away.
It was close at the kickoff.
Well, it was 7-0 at halftime.
Yeah, yeah, that's it. Iowa reverted back to their old self.
Why do I let Bob draw me offsides on Big Ten football? I'm such an idiot.
Well, he's a Big Ten guy, too. He's so mean.
He thinks his little Badgers.
No, I know little Badgers aren't great at all.
But they've got...
Were you 7-0 at halftime?
Oregon has almost lost.
Don't you stay in Terrell, Bob.
You buy a house out here. Oregon has had very close calls. Boise State, they easily could have lost. Idaho for a while, it was close. So I think Ohio State is the better team. Really interested to see this, though. Look, of all the wackiness of reorganizing these conferences, this is one of the benefits of it, is that probably right now this would be Oregon versus Arizona State, or it would be Ohio State Rutgers, and now we get these two teams playing each other. So it's kind of cool.
Hey, is Klatt in Iowa City?
Klatt is doing a Big 12 game.
Yeah. Oh, that's right. That's right. So he's not doing Big Noon?
He's BYU.
Saturday?
No, he's I don't know why.
That's a 3 o'clock game.
I don't know why. Who's BYU playing? Arizona?
Yeah.
Yeah.
They opted out of Washington at Iowa, which is the early Fox game.
What channel is this game on?
They're both on Fox.
Ohio State is?
That's the night game, and that's an NBC game. Right?
Dude.
Doesn't NBC have the primetime Big
Ten? I
don't
know.
Yeah.
It's so confusing.
The networks are just like the conferences. We just can't keep up.
But I think most of us around here know very little about Oregon outside of Dylan Gabriel's their quarterback.
Other than that, they have the best Oklahoma quarterback in college football right now.
They do. They do. So I do kind of want to see that team overall. So, yeah, I think this will be fun. But those are your two games.
Yeah. Yeah. And then on to the pro window, shall we, here on a limited time budget. You were raving about the noon window on Sunday.
Mainly I'm raving about...
It's really just Oklahoma quarterbacks.
I'm very interested in the Commanders and the Ravens, right? Like, that is... Again, if somehow Washington goes into Baltimore, that's interesting, too. I wonder how many Commander fans will be there with this newfound glory that they have.
Yeah, it's not that far a drive.
No, not at all.
I would ask it a different way, and I would ask how many of Washington's core fan base left them for the Ravens because of their own incompetence and the Ravens' incredible competence at the exact same time, because they definitely share real estate.
I guarantee you, kids, there are 25-year-old dudes right now that bailed on Washington that now are huge Ravens guys.
You think it's 45 minutes between those two stadiums?
Is it that close?
I think it's...
That's
weird. I think it's no more than an hour.
Damn.
Although I'm totally bluffing because I don't actually know. But I know the Washington Stadium's on the Baltimore side of D.C., and I feel like I've always thought it's an hour between those two cities, so I bet you we can map quest those two stadiums here pretty quickly.
I'm pretty interested too.
40 minutes?
Wow.
Let's go.
I'm pretty interested in the noon window with Cardinals Packers.
Me too.
Cardinals coming off their big win against San Francisco, the Packers at 3-2, and I think this is gonna be a really fun game. The problem with playing the Cardinals is you don't know which version you're going to get. Like, the Jekyll and Hyde nature of that team seems to be pretty crazy.
No, and the Packers have a little stretch here. They got out of the Love situation and even that Minnesota debacle, and they're still 3-2, and now they have a 3 out of 4 home game stretch, and actually 5 of the next 7 are at home. But it's Arizona at home this week, Houston at home next week, at Jacksonville, and then on November 3rd, Detroit comes to town. And so they're in pretty good shape as long as they can take care of some home business.
Yeah, but this is one of those swing games, right,
yeah,
that you
sure
really need to win.
In fact, all of them feel like, oh, you could win that one, and you could lose that one. So that's what they're dealing with right now.
And I'm interested, and it's not because of the quarterbacks.
Okay.
It's not because of Baker versus Spencer Rattler. But I'm interested to see how a team that leaves...
It's definitely because of...
No, it's
Baker
not.
Versus
Can I finish?
Sooner versus Sooner.
Can a team that leaves their city on a Sunday to go to another city and watch their hometown get blasted by a hurricane, can they...
No, I feel bad because he's making a hurricane.
You know, 15 people are dead, Bob.
Okay, you didn't have to do that.
Yeah, 15 people won't get to see this game, Bob.
Yeah.
They won't get to see Sooner versus Sooner.
Right, right. But, yeah, I'm fascinated by that. If those guys, if the Buccaneers are locked in and, you know, they're playing a kid who's never started and probably wouldn't have started all year had Derek Carr not got hurt. But it's funny you mentioned that, Bob, because there are 5 Sooner quarterbacks starting in the NFC this week.
I think 4 and a South Carolina quarterback, actually.
And well, they all have one thing in common. Each one of them has won a game against Texas, regardless of transfers and stuff like that. So if you've won a game against Texas, you're allowed.
Sark is listening. He's going to put another 14 on you tomorrow just for that comment alone. 3 o'clock window is pretty bare aside from Cowboys-Lions, to be honest, unless you want to root against my triple play, Chargers at Broncos, but Steelers at Raiders, Falcons at Panthers, anyone? Even Dave? Anyone?
You know what?
Then Sunday Night Football offers you Bengals at Giants.
What?
Anyone?
Why?
Well, okay, first off, I was thinking about this on the way up here. are the Bengals at 1-4, and after that Joe Burrow game in which he threw for like 500 yards and five touchdowns, still got the loss. Their defense is terrible. Are they cursed because of the Circa Survivor Series week one in which we lost? Has that cursed them?
I would like to believe so.
That we somehow are involved, because I can't root for them. I have nothing against Cincinnati at all, and never have in my life, but after that game, I can never root for them again.
They already started excavating the pool in my backyard.
Yes!
They won me a triple play to kind of turn my season picks around.
Was that their one win?
I was in dead last when we went into Carolina and got a triple play. And then Monday night, I don't know what to do with this game. Bills at Jets. The Bills are reeling. The Jets have just fired their coach and stripped the OC, Rodgers' buddy, Nathaniel Hackett. They just stripped him of play calling. If you have any idea what's going to happen in this game, I'm going to watch because it sounds really intriguing because who knows, but I don't have a feel for either of those two teams right now, except I suspect the Jets are stinky.
I know. I do, too. And, man, you talk about, like, the Jets and Aaron Rodgers. The fact that, think about in the last decade, how many times we've seen the Jets on primetime, and yeah. Aaron Rodgers goes there, and it's like every week it seems
truly
like that they're up there.
Yeah, and your bye weeks are the two 5-0 teams are both chilling and watching these games on TV this weekend. So Chiefs and Vikings are off, as are the Dolphins and Rams, and that is week 6 in the National Football League.
And a big win last night by them Niners in Seattle.
Impressive win, too.
Yeah, they look good. All right, let's do the concert calendar live from Terrell next.
You're a Ticket P1, so we know you're already following us on the socials. But are your friends and family? We need you to tell them to follow us at DFW Ticket.
The book and the gram and the tur.
On all of them. Facebook, X, Instagram, YouTube, and Twitch. Get the latest Cowboys insider info, behind-the-scenes stuff from your favorite ticket shows.
Wow.
Can't miss football season content and event info from the station that says, IYKYK, we're socially sportsy AF. Wink face emoji.
Okay.
Sports Radio 96.7 and 1310, The Ticket.
Hey now, would like to talk with you about EnterHealth. There are many roads that lead to substance abuse disorder. Now, it could be anxiety, depression, trauma, coexisting mental health issues, but there's one road that leads to recovery. Now, at EnterHealth, experts use in-depth medical and psychological assessments to diagnose your unique root cause of addiction and create a personalized treatment plan that is unique to you. At EnterHealth, you will find a better way to recover because EnterHealth treats all of you, Corby.
Sorry.
Mind, body, spirit.
I had a groin incident as you were doing your spot.
Well, and your family, too. I'm going to try to recover here, but I'm not sure if I can. EnterHealth is here for you with personalized treatment that works. They believe that addiction and mental health challenges are best treated by healing all of you to provide hope for lasting recovery. So call them today and let them walk with you on your road to lasting recovery at 800-388-4601. 800-388-4601. Visit EnterHealth.com.
This message comes from BetterHelp. Can you think of a time when you didn't feel like you could be yourself? Like you were hiding behind a mask, at work, in social settings, around your family? BetterHelp Online Therapy is convenient, flexible, and can help you learn to be your authentic self, so you can stop hiding. Because masks should be for Halloween fun, not for your emotions. Take off the mask with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/allstar today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/allstar.
Ever wonder why your business doesn't show up on online search maps, but your competitors do? It's hundreds of things. Things that Cumulus Boost can identify and fix. And that's how we boost your findability. CumulusBoost.com. CumulusBoost.com.
Hey there, I'm Kix Brooks, and going home always means returning to my alma mater, Louisiana Tech University, with nationally recognized programs, including my favorite, the School of Music. Tech has been at the forefront of innovation for over 130 years, and students from Mississippi, Arkansas, and Texas automatically qualify for in-state tuition. You can find out more at latech.edu/Kix Brooks. Sponsored by American Country Countdown and me, Kix Brooks.
What happens when a liberal and conservative get together?
Is there one thing that you respect about the way that I see the world?
No.
All over America, strangers with different political views are coming together to talk about their lives, not politics, and discovering they actually have a lot in common.
You said that you want the best for this country. I respect that, and I agree.
So let's talk for a change. Learn more at takeonesmallstep.org.
Cumulus Podcast Network presents Grilling JR with the voice of wrestling's Jim Ross. Join us every Thursday morning as Conrad Thompson, the godfather of wrestling, grills JR like you've never heard before, uncut and uncensored. Enjoy wherever you listen.
Met Lala Kent on Vanderpump Rules. Now Lala and her friends share everything on Give Them Lala.
Baby S is giving me money making moves in the
world.
Oh,
yeah.
So I'm going to have one kid who's like, I want to just live in a box and do like artistic dancing and paint. Ocean's going to be like, it doesn't matter if I'm broke, Mom. I'm passionate about it. And Baby S is going to be the one that says, passion doesn't pay bills, Ocean.
Watch what Lala is talking about on YouTube or search for Give Them Lala wherever you listen.
Bingo.
All right, Bill, we're recording now. And please put your phone on silent.
Oh, where is my phone?
Let's go, man. Okay. Get it together over there, player. Go ahead. Pick on me the way that you want to.
I would say that to my son.
Just go.
All right, why would people want to listen to the Sims Complete Podcast?
A father-son dynamic duo talking about the game of football.
We do a lot of quarterback and coach talks. It's fun. I love doing this. It's been awesome.
Sims Complete. Check us out on the Believe Network. Appreciate it.
Just search Believe, B-L-E-A-V, wherever you listen.
Every week, Michael Rosenbaum is getting deep with someone new on the Inside of You podcast. Actor James Marsters.
Are you somewhat content? Do you still stress a lot?
If anything, I feel guilty that I have it so good. If you make the decision to be an actor, the deal is poverty. I don't understand. How did I get here? You know? And the answer, how did I get here, is really one audition one day for Buffy the Vampire Slayer.
Inside of You with Michael Rosenbaum, wherever you listen.
Searching HVAC near here.
Right here, ma'am. How can we help?
Wow. Nobody local? Huh.
Wait, what? We are an HVAC company literally in your neighborhood. Why is she not seeing us?
Just all the big chains. Well, it is what it is.
What in the... Can you not see us?
Nope, they can't see you. Because you're buried deep in the list of local HVAC providers. You are invisible online. Introducing Cumulus Boost. Get a boost, get found, get on the map. Learn more at cumulusboost.com.
Sweet Deals has an offer that can't be beat. Get instant access to Microsoft Office Home plus Business for Windows or Mac for only $39.99. This is a lifetime license valued at $219, an 82% savings. Supply is limited, so don't delay. Get your sweet deal today at sweetdeals.com.
Cumulus Podcast Network presents Useful Idiots, an informed and irreverent podcast with journalist Aaron Mate and podcast writer Katie Halper. Join Matt and Katie as they examine important news stories that have slipped through the cracks. Enjoy wherever you listen.
check out the podcast that inspired Taylor Sheridan's latest series, Landman.
There's a stretch of road in an oil-rich region of West Texas. This region of West Texas, known as the Permian Basin, is in the midst of the biggest oil boom in history. This is a story of roughnecks, billionaire wildcatters, and wannabe dreamers. My name is Christian Wallace. From Texas Monthly and Imperative Entertainment, this is Boomtown.
Boomtown, wherever you listen.
Ladies and gentlemen, the weekend.
Golf takes priority over the game as the Lions face the Cowboys inside Jerry World. Our Cowboys countdown to kickoff starts this Sunday at 1, postgame online after. Brought to you by Miller Lite and Sports Radio 96.7 and 1310, The Ticket.
Whatever tempts your taste buds can be found in Terrell, Texas. Tex-Mex from small taquerias to places like the legendary Chewy's. Plenty of Italian and pizza options from family-owned restaurants to Olive Garden, barbecue, steakhouses, Chinese, and Thai. Check out the dining options at discoverterrell.com.
I know it's a tough call, management, but make your decision. All right, we got one more from Film Alley here in Terrell, Texas. And it is known as the concert calendar.
Yep.
And here's Dave.
Yep.
And here's Ham.
Sponsored by Frankel and Frankel.
Thank you, Frankel and Frankel. Here's Dave.
Thank you. Well, we begin tonight at the State Fair of Texas with Wyatt Flores at the American Airlines Center, right by the studio where we are not. R&B Forever, featuring Belle Biv DeVoe, Ginuwine, and more.
Shout out to Donovan, who's no doubt on his way.
Is he there?
He's got high school football.
Suite, right?
Oh, that's
oh,
right.
Oh, no. Okay.
He swore to me that all he would right. never let Belle Biv DeVoe. Him and Rafe were always going right. to see Belle Biv DeVoe.
They had to smash their taints together as a bet.
Well, there is another show on the way to make up for this show. At the Granada tonight, Paul Oakenfold. At the Cambridge Room, Spencer Crandall. At the House of Blues, Newfound Glory.
Is this a Christian rock band?
No. It's an emo, smiley singer band.
Man, seventh grade Ham.
Really?
Yep. This song was awesome.
God, they kind of sound like Bowling for Soup.
Yeah. Yeah, more or less. At the Studio at the Factory, Mark E. Bassey. At Club Dada, Wiley from Atlanta. At Ferris Wheeler's, Crumb. At Komodo, Ham's wife, James Kennedy.
Is that big for her, Ham?
From Vanderpump, the DJ guy.
Oh, God. Does she know about this, Ham?
If he's a BJ guy, yeah, she should go.
No.
At Silo and Wanna Beats, at the Kessler Medium Build. At Texas Trust CU Theater tonight, the Avett Brothers, Corby.
Dirk.
Dude, I've seen them a bunch. They're so incredible live. I have such a big day tomorrow, I can't risk it. And I have to pick my kid up at the airport.
Oh my gosh.
I know. I love them. I love the Avetts. If this was tomorrow night, after the game, I'm in.
Win or lose, you'd be in?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Too much sun. I need...
At Toyota Music Shut Factory, up. Kalani. At Legacy Hall, Jacko Pierce. At Arlington
Jacko!
Music Hall, James McMurtry, Gordon. At Will Rogers Theater, Experience Hendrix, featuring Kenny Wayne Shepherd, Eric Johnson, Zach Wilde, and more.
That's a lot of guitar guys.
Yeah. At Tannehill's Tavern, Lucinda Williams.
Oh, wow.
That's the Hardline Zone, Lucinda Williams.
At the Cicada, the Nancy's.
That's the Hardline Zone.
At Billy Bob's, Zach Top. And at Dickie's Arena tonight, Christian Nodal.
Who's that? Oh. Do you know him, Bob?
Is he one of your wife's cousins?
I'm still trying to figure out how Will Rogers is playing here and in Iowa City tomorrow.
No, that's a venue.
Oh.
The idiot.
Tomorrow at the State Fair, St. Paul and the Broken Bones. At Granada, Stabbing Westward. At Stereo Live, Riot 10.
Are we on Saturday now?
Yes.
Okay, so This could be a, because last year after OU Texas, I had a late in life band scene. So let's see if I can fill it up again.
Okay. At House of Blues tomorrow, Elderbrook. At Trees, Metalachi.
Wow, really?
This is a song of love.
Okay, this could be fun.
Crank it, Glenn.
I love you!
I love it.
Yeah, they just do mariachi metal covers, as the name implies.
Okay, that seems fun.
Yeah.
This could be it. This could be the one.
All right, Metalachi at Trees. At the Factory, Jess Glynn.
Who's that?
I don't know. This is for you, Corby.
Uh-oh.
At Longhorn Ballroom, American Aquarium.
I don't know who that is.
Yeah, you do. That's the guy that he got in hot water for tweeting about songwriting. Look it up. At Silo Cascade, at the Majestic, the Longest Johns.
Some rose up, we floats down, way down the Ohio to Shawnee Town.
Yay.
It's hot on the beach.
All right, American Aquarium is an American alt-country band.
Yeah, see?
What are they getting trouble for?
Who was he tweeting at? I can't remember. He was tweeting at some big country guy. You're going to have to look it up, because I don't remember.
I'll look it
Bryant
up.
Bryant Reeves?
Oh,
no, not Big Country.
Look who produced their last album, Jason Isbell.
There you go. At the Kessler Paul Thorne at Texas Trust CU Theater, XG, another K-pop band. At Toyota Music Factory tomorrow, Meghan Trainor.
I could have my Gucci on. I go wear my Louis Vuitton.
Oh, no.
That I made you look.
Did Gordon like her?
I think so.
Yeah.
What was her big hit?
It's All About That Bass.
Yeah.
I didn't want to play that one. Okay. At Legacy Hall, Paul Wall. At the Celebrate Roanoke Festival, the ticket's own Pat Green.
All right.
At Tannehill's Tavern, Hayes Carl with Band of Heathens. At Billy Bob's, Casey Donahue.
Band of Heathens.
At Dickie's, Ryan Bingham's Great Western with Shane Smith and the Saints, Tanya Tucker, Shaboozy, and more.
Shaboozy?
Yes. Tipsy, bruh. Sunday at the State Fair, Hannah Dasher. At Southside Ballroom, Jungle.
It's
a girl?
I guess.
Just had to ask.
At Club Dada.
She sounds hot.
Amistad. At Toyota Music Factory on Sunday, Donnie, Boys to Men.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
The most boring band maybe in the history of music.
Welcome to town.
They could have just called themselves Puberty.
They could have, Lando.
At Tulips Fort Worth.
Yeah, potato.
Baby Kia. And Sunday and Monday at Dickie's, Fred again. Fred again on Monday. Monday at Toyota Music Factory, Norah Jones.
See, that's who I tried to marry back in the 90s, and it didn't work out. I actually never got to meet her, so we never really got off on the right foot.
What's she up to?
You were so close.
I was right there.
Wait until I saw.
Just keep singing this song.
She's so pretty.
Don't know why.
Monday at Tulips Fort Worth, Gate Creeper. Tuesday at the State Fair, Drew Holcomb and the Neighbors. At the Echo Lounge, the Crane Wives. At the Cambridge Room, Chrissy Costanza. At House of Blues, El Cuarteto de Nos. At Studio at the Factory, Prof. At the Factory, Wage War.
Wage War.
All right, one of these bets that we have coming up, it's got to be concert you take your mom to.
My mom would step on her hearing aids. At Club Dada, Quickly, as opposed to Huge Quickly.
Yeah.
At Sons of Herman Hall, French Police. We can skip that one. That's fine. Tuesday and Wednesday at the Majestic, Lyle Lovett. At Tulips Fort Worth, E. La Bamba. Wednesday at the State Fair, John Wolfe. At Club Dada, Fog Lake. At the Factory, Tyla.
T-Y-L-A.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Does Carmella like this?
Yeah.
At Toyota Music Factory, Chase Atlantic, and at Tulips Fort Worth Girls' School. Thursday at the State Fair, Fleetwood Mask.
Oh, you were so close to me going, what?
At the Cambridge Room, The Rare Occasions. At House of Blues, Mago de Oz. At Ferris Wheeler's Beach Fossils. Wish I could go to this.
Beach Fossils is fun.
Yeah, they opened up for Postie, right?
Yes.
At Club Dada, Chinese Football. at the studio at the factory, Nero. At the factory, Atarashi Gakko. At Silo, Alinium. At the Majestic, Buena Vista Social Orchestra. At the Kessler, Sixpence None the Richer. This is from like every 90s rom-com.
Yes.
Yeah.
Hey, Ty.
What?
Kiss me.
But your dad doesn't like me. I don't care.
They can't stop our love.
No.
At Toyota Music Factory, K. Ronada, and at Tulips Fort Worth, Sierra Hull. And at the Reconsider Lounge, a Smashing Pumpkins cover band dedicated to the number of points Corby and his son saw OU score in 2022.
Unreal.
Zero. A Bruce Springsteen tribute act fronted by Texas fans graphically describing how badly they'll win tomorrow. Horns in the OU's A.
What song?
Born in the USA.
Oh.
How would that go?
Horns in the OU's A, we're gonna. Horns in the OU's A, yeah. And a Ronnie James Dio tribute fronted by an Irish ticker man lurking troll-like under a bridge. Just a potato in the dark.
Oh, that's great.
Man.
All right. It's 6:50 on the ticket.
The ticket says whenever you hear Jared Jones drone and dribble about being all in, or hear how running backs will break a billionaire's bankroll, the ticket is there to decipher all that dithering.
Well, it went that way because it could.
Because the ticket has 30 years' experience of distilling Jerry's doublespeak down to diagrammable sentences.
Yikes. Yips.
Don't defer to other definitions. Set your devices to receive the real deal on the Cowboys. The original Jerry Decoder.
I get it big time.
Is Sports Radio 96.7 and 1310 the ticket.
This message comes from BetterHelp. Can you think of a time when you didn't feel like you could be yourself? Like you were hiding behind a mask? At work, in social settings, around your family? BetterHelp Online Therapy is convenient, flexible, and can help you learn to be your authentic self, so you can stop hiding. Because masks should be for Halloween fun, not for your emotions. Take off the mask with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/allstar today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/allstar.
Check out the podcast that inspired Taylor Sheridan's latest series, Landman.
There's a stretch of road in the oil-rich region of West Texas. This region of West Texas, known as the Permian Basin, is in the midst of the biggest oil boom in history. This is a story of roughnecks, billionaire wildcatters, and wannabe dreamers. My name is Christian Wallace. From Texas Monthly and Imperative Entertainment, this is Boomtown.
Boomtown, wherever you listen.
Are you exhausted by our political divisions?
The climate that we're operating under has everyone on the defensive.
A lot of people wouldn't even think we should be here talking to each other, but I'm sorry, I disagree.
One small step brings two people with different beliefs together, not to debate politics, but to talk about their lives.
Join us at takeonesmallstep.org, because even if we don't see eye to eye, we can still talk heart to heart.
Ever wonder why your business doesn't show up on online search maps, but your competitors do? It's hundreds of things. Things that Cumulus Boost can identify and fix. And that's how we boost your findability. CumulusBoost.com. CumulusBoost.com.
Every week, Michael Rosenbaum is getting deep with someone new on the Inside of You podcast. Actor James Marsters.
Are you somewhat content? Do you still stress a lot?
If anything, I feel guilty that I have it so good. If you make the decision to be an actor, the deal is poverty. I don't understand. How did I get here? You know? And the answer, how did I get here, is really one audition one day for Buffy the Vampire Slayer.
Inside of You with Michael Rosenbaum, wherever you listen.
Cumulus Podcast Network presents the Believe family of podcasts covering the latest sports across all professional sports leagues and major college sports teams, with current or former players hosting. Just search for BLEAV podcasts to find your favorite wherever you listen.
Hey there, I'm Kix Brooks, and going home always means returning to my alma mater, Louisiana Tech University, with nationally recognized programs, including my favorite, the School of Music. Tech has been at the forefront of innovation for over 130 years, and students from Mississippi, Arkansas, and Texas automatically qualify for in-state tuition. You can find out more at latech.edu/Kix Brooks. Sponsored by American Country Countdown and me, Kix Brooks.
Bingo.
All right, Bill, we're recording now. And please put your phone on silent.
Oh, where is my phone?
Let's go, man. Okay. Get it together over there, player. Go ahead. Pick on me the way that you want to.
I would say that to my son.
Just go.
All right, why would people want to listen to the Sims Complete podcast?
Father-son dynamic duo talking about the game of football.
We do a lot of quarterback and coach talks. It's fun. I love doing this. It's been awesome.
Sims Complete. Check us out on the Believe Network. Appreciate it.
Just search Believe, B-L-E-A-V, wherever you listen.
The check is good, the experience is smooth, and the reviews online are wonderful at GiveMeTheVIN.com. They don't call us America's best car buyer for nothing.
Sell us your car. GiveMeTheVIN.com. So easy you can do it in your underwear.
This podcast is sponsored by Laurel Road. At Bigger Pockets, we're always trying to find ways to help you maximize your buying power. So check out Laurel Road. Laurel Road's banking and lending solutions include student loan refinancing, mortgages, personal loans, student loan cashback credit cards, tailored savings accounts, and more. And right now, for a limited time, Laurel Road's high-yield savings account has an annual percentage yield that's up to 10 times the national saving rates. That's way more than the savings rate you could get from some of those giant banks. The fully digital account they offer features zero monthly service fees, it has no minimum balance requirement, and it costs $0 to open. So visit laurelroad.com/pockets to learn more. Laurel Road, your partner on the road to financial peace of mind. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Or injuries for the Cowboys. They will be without linebacker Eric Kendricks with a shoulder issue. His replacement, Nick Vigil, is also questionable. Cowboys Lions Sunday in Arlington. Listen to Countdown to Kickoff at 1 Sunday with postgame online only. The OU-Texas rivalry game tomorrow. Tough test for OU as the top-ranked Longhorns come to Dallas with a defense that's second fewest in pass yards per game in the nation. For the first time since 2000 when they met in the World Series, both New York baseball teams have advanced to their respective championship series. Both teams waiting on opponent. The Padres and Dodgers play in a winner-take-all Game 5 tonight. Same thing for the Tigers-Guardians tomorrow. That is the Ticket Ticker. I'm Kevin Landrup. Sports Radio 96.7 and 1310. The Ticket Potato.
It's the Musers in the Morning. George Dunham, Greg Miller, and Gordon Keith. Monday morning on Sports Radio 96.7 and 1310. The Ticket.
Turn out the lights.
Well,
the party's over.
Sadly, Terrell, it's over. Thank you so much for the wire to wire hosting from 5:30 a.m. all the way until 7 p.m. Can't thank you guys enough. Year number three out here. I'm sure we'll be out here again next year. Thanks to all the P1s who came out and said hello. Thanks to my Billy Strings friend who bought me a beer. And thanks to all the good P1s. There's not a guest that I'm... Oh, David Moore. Thanks to David Moore.
Does he really need to be thanked?
He does.
And Lando.
And our ticker potato, Lando. Our helium ticker potato,
the finest
Lando.
Potato I've ever met.
Yeah. Y'all have a very, very safe and pleasant weekend. And I hope all your squadrons get a big victory. And we'll be back at it again on Monday to talk about all of it. So we'll talk to y'all later. I believe Jay King and the Top 10 are next. So check out what Jay has to offer. And we'll see you soon. Bye-bye. Toodaloo, mother effers!
I'll see myself out.
The Hardline!
Broadcasting live from the TXU Energy Mothership at Victory Plaza, hard by the AAC. This is Sports Radio 96.7 and 1310, The Tick. KTCK AM Dallas-Fort Worth. KTCK FM Flower Mound. A Cumulus station. The Cowboys squeezed out a win at Heinz Field over the Steelers. Dallas improves to 3-2.
Dowdle really showed out last night. He was terrific.
Rico's suave Dowdle.
Pretty much everything he did last night was great until the fumble at the goal line, which could have cost them the game. This might be hard for you to believe, but I would have fumbled there too. That'll make him feel better.
Our Cowboys HSOs are on fire all week long on Sports Radio 96.7 and 1310, The Ticket.
I'm bullish on used cars right now. Go to my website, GiveMeTheVIN.com, and you will get a great experience. They don't call us America's best car buyer for nothing.
Sell us your car. GiveMeTheVIN.com. So easy you can do it in your underwear.
I'm bullish on used cars right now. Go to my website, GiveMeTheVIN.com, and you will get a great experience. They don't call us America's best car buyer for nothing.
Sell us your car. GiveMeTheVIN.com. So easy you can do it in your underwear.
The check is good, the experience is smooth, and the reviews online.